altered in some inexplicable way. The earth was not supposed to move. The small river, which moments before had flowed smoothly, was rolling with choppy waves that splashed over its banks, as the rocking streambed moved at cross purposes to the current, dredging mud up from the bottom. Brush close by the upstream banks quivered, animated by unseen movement at the roots, and downstream boulders bobbed in unaccustomed agitation. Beyond them, stately conifers of the forest into which the stream flowed lurched grotesquely. A giant pine near the bank, its roots exposed and their hold weakened by the spring runoff, leaned towards the opposite shore. With a crack, it gave way and crashed to the ground, bridging the turbid watercourse, and lay shaking on the unsteady earth. The girl started at the sound of the falling tree. Her stomach churned and tightened into a knot, as fear brushed the edge of her mind. She tried to stand, but fell back, unbalanced by the sickening swaying. She tried again, managed to pull herself up, and stood unsteadily, afraid to take a step. As she started towards the hide-covered shelter set back from the stream, she felt a low rumble rise to a terrifying roar. A sour stench of wetness and rot issued from a crack opening in the ground, like the reek of morning breath from a yawning earth. She stared uncomprehendingly at dirt and rocks and small trees falling into the widening gap as the cooled shell of the molten planet cracked in the convulsion. The lean-to, perched on the far edge of the abyss, tilted as half the solid ground beneath it pulled away. The slender ridgepole teetered undecidedly, then collapsed and disappeared into the deep hole, taking its hide cover and all it contained with it. The girl trembled in wide-eyed horror as the foul-breathed, gaping maw swallowed everything that had given meaning and security to the 5 short years of her life.
"Mother! Mother!"
she cried as comprehension overwhelmed her. She didn't know if the scream ringing in her ears was her own in the thunderous roar of rending rock. She clambered towards the deep crack, but the earth rose up and threw her down. She clawed at the ground, trying to find a secure hold on the heaving, shifting land. Then the gap closed, the roar ceased, and the shaking earth stilled. But not the child. Lying face down on the soft, damp soil churned loose by the paroxysm that convulsed the land, she shook with fear. She had reason to fear. The child was alone, in a wilderness of grassy steppes and scattered forests. Glaciers spanned the continent on the north, pushing their cold before them. Untold numbers of grazing animals and the carnivores that preyed on them roamed the vast prairies, but people were few. She had nowhere to go, and she had no one who would come and look for her. She was alone. The ground quivered again, settling itself, and the girl heard a rumbling from the depths, as though the earth was digesting a meal gulped in a single bite. She jumped up in panic, terrified that it would split again. She looked at the place where the lean-to had been. Raw earth and uprooted shrubs were all that remained. Bursting into tears, she ran back to the stream and crumpled into a sobbing heap near the muddy water. But the damp banks of the stream offered no refuge from the restless planet. Another aftershock, this time more severe, shuddered the ground. She gasped with surprise at the splash of cold water on her naked body. Panic returned. She sprang to her feet. She had to get away from this terrifying place of shaking, devouring earth. But where could she go? There was no place for seeds to sprout on the rocky beach, and it was clear of brush. But the upstream banks were choked with shrubs just sending forth new leaves. Some deep instinct told her to stay near water. But the tangled brambles looked impenetrable. Through wet eyes that blurred her vision, she looked the other way, at the forest of tall conifers. Thin beams of sunlight filtered through the overlapping branches of dense evergreens, crowding close to the stream. The shaded forest was nearly devoid of undergrowth, but many of the trees were no longer upright. A few had fallen to the ground. More leaned at awkward angles, supported by neighbours still firmly anchored. Beyond the jumble of trees, the boreal forest was dark, and no more inviting than the